You're listening to SBS News.
The number of MPs running for re-election in Prime Minister Scott Morrison's government is dwindling, with an announcement by Anne Sudmalis that she won't contest the next election. Ms. Sudmalis holds the southern New South Wales coastal seat of Gilmore by a slim margin. In a statement, she's defended Mr. Morrison as a man of integrity, although she makes it clear she did not support the spill motion. She says bullying, intimidation, leaking and undermining at a local level by her State Division colleagues over several years have eventually worn her down. Ms. Sudmalis has told the ABC what she calls the final straw was when her local electorate committee was rolled and replaced with people of inexperience and hostility.
There is a very strong element that my branches have been stacked. I have my suspicions of who's behind it. I've been contending with undermining and leaks at the local level for 5.5 years.
In response, Scott Morrison says he's spoken with Ms. Sudmalis regarding a number of concerns, and he admits other colleagues have also complained about processes in the New South Wales division. He says he's requested an overhaul of the procedure to deal with parliamentarians' concerns. And he says he wants an outline of plans to, as he phrases it, attract and support outstanding men and women who want to represent their party in this parliament. Ms. Sudmalis's exit comes after Victorian Liberal Julia Banks announced she would step down at the next election, and as Queensland Liberal Jane Prentice faces departing after losing her own pre-selection. Liberal frontbencher Christopher Pyne says the only person who can decide whether the Gilmore representative leaves or stays in Parliament is Ms. Sudmalis herself.
It's not compulsory when you get elected to remain in Parliament for the rest of your life. It's not a life sentence. People get to choose to retire. If they get to choose to retire, it's a nice way to go out. Most people get defeated by their pre-selectors or they get defeated by the electorate. So if you get to retire, it's not a bad way to go. So if Anne Sudmalis has decided to retire, I wish her the best of luck.
On the Nine Network, Mr. Morrison has distanced the Federal Party from bullying claims. He maintains the issue is a state one.
Ensuring that if those things had happened, and I should stress that the cases that when I've spoken to people specifically, it actually referred to what was happening back in their state divisions of the Liberal Party. It wasn't about what was actually happening here in Canberra. And so I've been raising that with the party organisation itself. And so I think in the events of a few weeks ago, there were some mixed messages about where things were occurring. And so that what was the result of my own direct personal discussions with people. But honestly, our party, our team here in Canberra, wants to focus on the issues that matter to the Australian people, not ourselves.
The departure also compounds criticism of the Liberals' female representation, with the Prime Minister having dismissed the idea of gender quotas. It follows the pre-selection of former diplomat Dave Sharma for Malcolm Turnbull's former seat of Wentworth, despite Mr. Morrison wanting a female candidate. Mr. Sharma's biggest threat, independent Karen Phelps, has told Sky News she would have run regardless of whether the Liberals chose a male or female representative.
I was a little bit amused about the speculation that I was waiting to see who the Liberals pre-selected before I decided what I was going to do. That had absolutely no bearing on my decision at all. Whoever the Liberals pre-selected was going to have to spout the Liberal Party line. They were going to have to try and sell the fact that the Liberal Party had no policy on climate change, that the Liberal Party thought it's okay to treat asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru in an inhumane way.
For One Nation Party leader Pauline Hanson, the continuing saga involving the Liberal Party is all too much.
You know, the people want them to get on and govern for them. They're sick and tired of all this rubbish that's going on in Parliament. It's all about the politicians here, and it's not about the politicians, and it shouldn't be about the politicians. There is so much, you know, gutter politics and hatred that goes on, you know, behind the scenes, and people are fed up with it. I'm fed up with it.
Andrea Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.